So this patient then, as you mentioned, received ibrutinib for a couple of years, did well, same pattern, relapse again. So how did you think through treatment at that point?
Well, we knew he had been through a lot of chemotherapy. He's now 77, and we knew he had the 17p deletion. And so we were fortunate in that venetoclax, which is an inhibitor of BCL2, became approved in this recent time frame. And BCL2 is a protein in the cells that helps keep the cells alive, what we call anti-apoptotic protein that keeps the cells alive and to some degree also makes them resistant to chemotherapy and other things. And so it turns out that venetoclax, this pill, is very effective in CLL. In particular, it does work in patients where chemotherapy is not working, including the 17p deletion group of patients. And so we decided to try that, and he's done well with that at this point.
So I guess one of the things that's interesting about venetoclax, from what I've heard, first, it is oral again, and do you see any quality life side effects?
The biggest thing with venetoclax is that you can have tumor lysis syndrome, and I know the audience is familiar with that. When you have a patient typically with Burkitt lymphoma or an aggressive lymphoma, the cells die off quickly and you get release of chemicals from inside the cells. The phosphorus goes up, the uric acid goes up, the kidney function gets abnormal, the electrolytes like potassium get out of whack, and it can be a very serious and in fact life-threatening issue. That can occasionally happen with venetoclax, particularly when the patient has high tumor burden disease, meaning they have a very high white count or they have bulky lymph nodes. And so there are very clear guidelines based on the white count and based on the kidney function and the size of the lymph nodes. Can you monitor these patients as an outpatient, or do you have to admit them to the hospital? And there's a very clear dose escalation where you start with 20 milligrams, go to 50, and over the course of about 5 weeks or so, go up to the full dose. And so quality of life-wise, I would say, you know, depending on the situation of the patient and their risk, it's a busy time in the beginning of things because you're really keeping a close eye on these labs and seeing them often. But most patients can be treated as an outpatient. And once they're kind of settled and been through this tumor lysis risk period, the quality of life is pretty good. You have to watch the blood counts. There can be a little GI upset. But generally, once the dust is settled and the patient's on it a month or two into it, it can be a pretty manageable treatment.